Crank it up a little bit.
I've read the words in red, how you leave the 99 to find the one missing. Feels like that was written with me on your mind. And the prodigal son who ran, leaving his home behind, the part where the father came running to meet him. Did you say that with me on your mind? Who am I that the king of the world would give one single thought about my broken heart? Who am I that the God of all grace wipes the tears from my face and says, come as you are? You paid the price, you took the cross, you gave your life, and you did it all with me on your mind. Me on your mind. Just knowing you're mindful of me. Just knowing you call me your child. It's flooding my soul with unspeakable hope. Thank you, Lord, that it's me on your mind. Who am I that the king of the world would give one single thought about my broken heart? Who am I that the God of all grace wipes the tears from my face and says, come as you are? You paid the price, you took the cross, gave your life, and you did it all with me on your mind.
With me on your mind.
Me on your mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, it was me on your mind.
I've read the words in red of a heavenly home on high. You're preparing a place where the sorrows erase, and when I stand before you, I'll find all along it was me on your mind.
Who am I that the king of the world would give
one single thought
about my broken heart?
God. Let me get my Bible. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord that we were on his mind. Amen. Like I said, I make a joyful noise. I'm not the singer. That's not my gift. I sing unto the Lord, not to entertain. Praise God. So to continue our study tonight, oh, we got to hand them out yet. Never mind. Praise God. I didn't think about that. Hallelujah. We're going to start it out. Y'all can catch up. The series we're doing is ending the year well. Ending the year well. Amen. Finishing strong. And we're reminded of the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. One was given five, and one was given two, and one was given one. The five put his to work and he got five more. The two put his to work and he got two more. The one didn't do anything with his. He hid it and it was taken away from him and it was given to the one with five. Much given, much required. But Jesus said this in Matthew 25, verse 21. He says, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. So that leads us to our text tonight in 2 Timothy chapter 4. The Apostle Paul, talking to his student Timothy, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. You know, the Word of God says it's important for us to be good finishers. The apostle said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. So many times we have tendency to start things that we don't finish. In Hebrews chapter 12, in verse number 1, the writer of Hebrews says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And what the Lord wants to speak to us tonight about is finishing the course. You know, one of the things is what we're talking about here tonight is simply finishing this year well. Amen. Not looking to next year. We're not done with 2022 yet. Amen. I'm looking for God to do great and wonderful things in 2023, but God isn't finished doing things in 2022. Amen. So first four I have is the mandate. The mandate is like one of the definitions of mandate is to commission someone. So the first one is the mandate. In John chapter 4, John chapter 4, verse number 34. Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is the saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. Jesus, I'm a follower of Jesus, and as followers of Jesus, we find that Jesus had full consecration, the consecration. And John 19, we find that Jesus is, John 19, we find that Jesus is on the cross of Calvary. And on the cross of Calvary, in verse 30, the Word of God says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. It's because Jesus completed the work that we can step into the finished work of Calvary. We don't have to do over what Jesus has already done for you and I. So when he said it is finished, sometimes by faith, we got to see things that haven't taken place yet and recognize them as being finished. Because our faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. So by faith, I believe in the finished work of Calvary, so that battle that I'm facing, I got to see it finished, or I'm going to stay in the battle. Anybody with me? The completion, I love what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 23, the apostle said this, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. In other words, what the Lord is saying is, you could say this, I can do it because he has done it. Look to the one next to you and say, we can do it because Christ has done it. It's finished. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by God's word, right? Amen. So we find first, secondly, the message from Jesus. And John 17, Jesus said this in verse 4. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. It isn't over until it's over. You know, when I think that and I read that, I'm reminded what John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, the life was the light of men, and light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. In verse 14, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, Jesus. We beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful for the grace of God. Amen? I love his unmerited favor that he pours out on you and I. So this calls for us to continue. Continue. The prophet Zechariah said in Zechariah chapter 4, verse number 9. The word of God says, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet of the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth. In other words, the Lord's saying to you, don't despise the small beginnings. Amen. Don't despise when things aren't looking like you thought they should look. When he's talking about the seven, he's speaking about the seven of the fullness of the Spirit in Revelation chapter 5. The fullness of the Spirit in Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 2. This is the fullness of God. God's going to pour out his Spirit in this fullness in you and I. He's already given us everything that we need. We just got to get revelation of it. You know what keeps us from having revelation of it? The world and the mind of this world, because it's enmity against God. In other words, it's a battle between the mind field. Amen? So he says to us to consider what Jesus says in John chapter 17. Are you with me? Jesus said this, He's praying for his disciples. He's praying for his followers. In verse number 6, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. So what he is saying to us is important for us. We find the mandate. We find the message, which brings us to the ministry. In Acts chapter 20, verse number 24, he says, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. Amen. This calls for the steadfastness. You know, we got to be steadfast to finish the course. And Acts chapter 4. Verse number 18. We're coming to a day when the body of Christ is going to be truly persecuted for the word. We get mad when somebody looks at us funny. We get mad if they don't receive my testimony. You know, I received a thing from an email the other day, last week, from Facebook. And Facebook told me that they're getting ready to cut off ministry from Facebook. And so you won't be putting that on there any longer, okay? It's a new thing that's coming. So that's one of the things that they told me, that my ministry page and my personal page, I will not be able to do what I've done before. Okay? And that shouldn't surprise anybody. Amen? But we still communicate the word. I don't know about you, but I don't just do it. I purposely make sure that the word gets out there every morning. Amen? I do that to glorify God. Would I do that for just an encouraging word?
But you won't be able to do that?
If I mention Jesus or anything or God or anything in there, I won't.
What about me?
Huh? You won't either. Nobody will. That's where it's coming to. Well, you might get in jail, hopefully. The reason I say this is the apostle says this. And they called them and commanded them, verse 18, not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And I want to say something to you. I will not break man's law unless man's law causes me to break God's law, and I'm going to obey God's law. Amen. And I know that God's called me to be a mouthpiece, and I've got a big mouth, and I'm going to share the gospel to the lost world no matter what. And if it's my death, I know I'm going to be with him. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, that's what we're working for anyway. To spend eternity with our Father in heaven. Amen. So what he is saying to us is it's a sacrifice. The sacrifice. In Matthew 16, Lord, I sacrificed a hot dog for you. Just checking. Jesus said this. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So we find thirdly is the manifestation. Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Wait a minute, go back to verse 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall reward every man according to his works. We're to let our light so shine before men that they see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Faith without works is dead, being alone. Amen. We have a lost and dying world that needs Jesus, and we have the answer. We're entering into other men's labor. There's been plenty of prayer warriors. There's been plenty of cedars. Sowers, and God's looking for some reapers. Amen. If we truly believe God according to his time clock, we believe we're in the last days and his return is near. Guess what? My daddy said his return is near. My granddaddy said his return is near. His return is nearer than it was for them.
Right.
Hallelujah. And so many times, maybe they didn't really recognize that his return was near when they said it, but he did return, and he did bring them up to heaven when they passed away. So they got their return. Hallelujah. They're in the presence of the Lord. So the manifestation in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7, let's go with number 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Let me say something to everyone in the room. Listen to me. If the Spirit isn't manifested here in the presence of the body of Christ, it isn't going to be manifested out there.
Amen.
You better allow the gifts of God to start flowing when you're in here, or you're never going to go out there and accomplish anything for the kingdom of God. Hello? I think the gifts of God ought to be moving and operating in the body of Christ. Amen? We sang that song, rest on us. Holy Spirit, rest on us. Rest on us, rest on us. Everyone's given gifts. Everyone that's a believer of God has been given gifts. God says, allow God to rise and be scattered. And if you can't do it in this house, amen, I think we should have freedom worshiping and praising God. I think we should get away from the stuff to try to wonder what someone else thinks about me. I'm more concerned about what God thinks about me than what others think about me.
Right.
Hello? I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Right.
Hallelujah. Isn't that what we want to hear from the Father? Amen. And what God is saying to us is, hey, we should be having a Holy Ghost good time in this place. Amen. We're studying to show ourselves approved workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we got to bring this truth into the body. And when we get here on Sunday morning, we ought to be excited. Half the people aren't getting fed like you're getting fed.
That's right.
Hello? Can we get excited about Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I know what he did in my life and how he delivered me and set me free. Hallelujah. Amen. I know what he's done in my life, and I know he's no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. He's got a plan and a purpose for every life in here. Amen. He called you even when you were in your mother's womb. He knew exactly what you would do. There's nothing that went past his notice that he didn't know about. He sees the beginning and the end and everything in between. Amen. And you say to yourself, well, man, I really let God down. No, you didn't serve God, but God said, you didn't let me down. He says, I knew what you were going to do, but I'm here to pick you up. I'm here to build you up. I'm here to encourage you. There's enough tearing down in the world, and I'm not allowing you to be torn down in the house of God. I want you to be edified, exhorted, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of my word. Hallelujah. That gets me excited. Is it okay to be happy in the house of God? Come on. Is it happy? Amen. 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 Did you ever see a kid? I don't remember when I was a little kid. That was a long time ago. I remember, I think about my children, JJ and Becca, when they were little, and we went to McDonald's, and the smile that came on their face when they got a Happy Meal. Amen. I mean, their whole demeanor changed. No matter what they were going through, all of a sudden there was a smile and there was joy because they got the Happy Meal, and there was a little toy inside there that went with it, and they were so excited. Can't we be like little children in a candy store? Can't we get excited about the Jesus we serve? Amen. Come on. Can't we get excited about him? We're wanting our family members and loved ones to follow Jesus. If we get excited about him, maybe they'll get excited about him also. We're getting ready to come together as families to love one another and care for one another and celebrate the birth of Jesus. Amen. It ain't about no Christmas tree. It ain't about no Santa Claus. It's about Jesus being born, from a Virgin Mary, being born to bring you and I life and freedom. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know. I should just preach. The wisdom that comes in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Joe, you just might get all wound up. The apostle says this. Verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. We had that in there just in case there was guests here tonight. So the words that I want to close with is Acts chapter 20. Back to Acts 20 again. The apostle says, I have shewed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So what the Lord is saying to us tonight, that he's given us a mandate. Let me get my cheat sheet. I have one right here. No, I don't. I have one right here. I got so caught up on the song tonight, that kind of got me off my thing. But I was just so blessed to stand beside Clara and sing tonight. Amen. Amen. And guess what? Y'all can share it with others. It's going to be on the website too also. I'm doing that to get Clara out there. Amen. Amen. So we've been given a mandate. What's our mandate? We've been given the Great Commission. The mandate comes with the message. What is the message? Christ. We're ministers of the gospel. He's given us this ministry. And in this ministry, there's the manifestation of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. How many of you is looking for something more from the Lord? So can we just stand and reach out to heaven? Because you know what? He is more than enough. He's El Shaddai. Dusty, you look good with that. Just whiskers all over your face, by the way. You're a handsome young man. Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child in this room. I thank you for the plans that you have for each and every one. Plans for good. Plans to give each and every one of us hope and an expected end. So, Father, right now I bind every lie of the adversary where he has come in to try to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But, Lord, you came to give us life in the abundance thereof. So, Father, tonight as your children, Father God, we release the battle to you. Not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts, as how this battle will be won. We rejoice in the victory that we have in you. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done and all you're doing and all you're going to do in our behalf. And we'll never cease to give you praise, for we ask these things and give you praise for them in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Amen.